cocaine, baby. Want you to be my queen. Well, together we can make honey, baby. The world has never seen. Well, see me, baby.
Yeah, gonna be my queen bee, baby. this is Coronaverse for Saturday, July 6th, 2013. Oh, boy.
Already?
Yeah. The country is a year older.
Yeah, the country is a year older. And yeah, I had a lot of fun. Yeah, that's another story.
It is. This is the bright side of the story.
Yeah.
All the fireworks here in Florida were rained out, and that's probably a good thing, because I'm looking at stuff like in California and other places, and I'm like, things could have been much worse.
Yeah. I mean,
that was pretty bad, what happened to Simi Valley. That was pretty extreme, actually.
Yeah, we didn't have any problems here with, like, fires or anything like that, but it was like a freaking madhouse. Yeah, my next-door neighbor decided to go out and get a whole bunch of fireworks and set them off in the backyard. So, yeah.
See, here's what it's like in Florida. My next-door neighbors,
yeah,
you know, plural, and we're talking about hundreds of thousands, all decided to get fireworks, so instead of hearing one firework display that got rained out, what it essentially sounded like across the entire landscape was like a war zone with small arms fire.
Right.
It's like as once far as you could hear.
Yeah.
Like,
it becomes a macho, you know, who's got, I got bigger penis than you, so I'm going to set off bigger fireworks, you know.
But it's just like that line that Apu said in The Simpsons, you know, celebrate the birth of your country by blowing up a small part of it. And and I assure you, most of Florida has been blown to smithereens one small bit at a time. Hey. Yay.
Yeah, I got to spend my 4th of July holiday being run out of my house, basically. We had to load up the dogs and go someplace else where they weren't, you know, like, shaking themselves to death and crapping all over.
I was going to say there was probably a lot of cleaning up going on.
Yeah, yeah. But
that's what I went through with Danny Lee every time with... Well, he never got upset about thunder. And, you know, living in the thunder capital of the world here in Florida, that was a... He would just get pissed off. But fireworks just set that dog off, like he was scared. He was frightened beyond belief. Thunder, he could handle. Fireworks, I don't know how the dog could tell the difference, quite frankly.
Well, thunder, you know, is coming. I mean, you can sense it. I mean, you can hear it from ways off, and
you can kind of anticipate it. But the dogs can feel the vibration.
Yeah.
The dogs can feel the vibration long before the sound gets here.
Yeah.
Plus, they have a different, as far as sound waves go, they have a different range than human beings. They have a much greater range than human beings. So they can hear things long before we do.
Yeah.
Because they just, ears.
With fireworks, though, it's just so sudden. It's completely unexpected. So it takes you by surprise. So you're startled by it. And that's what really freaks them out. But,
especially when the house next door is being blown up, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah.
Well, here, the weather was good, so everybody went fishing. There was no fireworks.
There you go.
I was amazed at how quiet it was.
But that must have been some awesome barbecue, though. Seriously. I mean,
fish fry
when you come
afterward.
Back from fishing, and you got, fish fry, barbecue, whatever, man. It's just that it's got to be some good eating right there.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm jealous. I am jealous.
Fortunately, we have a bunch in the freezer.
There you go.
Salmon?
Salmon and halibut, you name it.
Oh, I'm
drooling. Shark? Do you have any shark?
No, I think we're out of shark.
Oh, okay.
Depends on the shark. What type of... I always forget what type of shark is edible, because that's one of my favorite things when I go out to a restaurant and I see shark on a menu. It's like, of course I'm going to have shark.
Most of the stuff that says shark isn't really shark. Or is it the other way around? Swordfish or something. There's one. It's like they use the terms interchangeably.
I don't even know which that is.
Something.
In Florida, there are certain restaurants that are located like literally, like there's the dock where the fishing boats come in, and then there's the freezers and stuff out on the dock that you can go out and purchase the meat fresh.
Yeah.
Or you can go to the restaurant on the edge of that dock that night and get the fresh kill of the day.
There you go.
So I guarantee when I'm getting shark, you're getting shark.
Okay.
There's no doubt about it.
Oh. Well,
and you're getting shark that was living and breathing in the water less than 4 hours earlier. That's the best part. If you know where you're going.
Speaking of things that are annoying, we opened the show with... No, not you. The whole 4th of July thing. We opened the show...
It's an ego thing. Ego says I'm the most annoying thing on the planet. But, you know, I just got into an argument with another attorney on Facebook about, well, what constitutes malpractice in a criminal case? And he chewed my ass out, and I chewed his ass out. And, you know how egos go. Nobody wins. It's just bullshit.
And that was Facebook.
It was Facebook between... two Florida attorneys, both of which are well established, have been practicing for over 16 years, and one of which happens to have enough money where he can appear on CNN, Jeffrey Brown, several times a week. So, I tend to go after this guy quite a bit. Because he's like very illegalitarian.
Go after me.
Well, speaking of the annoying things, we opened the show with the Killer Bee segment from Saturday Night Live with John Belushi singing "I'm a King Bee Baby."
That's what that was. Now I recognize it.
Yeah, we're getting complaints again about bees on the island, and I just returned them. I tried to disable them, disable the script in it, but apparently that wasn't working, so I just returned them. Because, they're just getting out of hand.
She's been at AFK.
Yeah.
For quite a bit. I understand business trips and everything in real world, but as soon as she gets back in the world, she's going to be upset that it happened, and she's going to fix it. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm about to the point. You know, the bees are annoying because every time we go by it, the bees seem to be just not set properly. Yeah, and I'm almost to the point where saying, all right, no security things on the land. You know, on the ground. If you want to have a security in a skybox, that's fine. But on the ground, no. Too difficult. Nobody seems to be able to set it properly. And the idea
will fix the problem, because if you notice when you bring up the world map from Corona Cay, you look a little bit south of here. And this was something that Nina Dreamscape brought up, because she did a lot of promotions for this guy, and he gave her a free skybox. It's called Reich Recken.
Okay.
Sounds very German, you know, in a bad way, but trust me, this is a good thing. Some of the best skyboxes with the, you know, like the stuff I've been working on where I've been trying to take 360-degree photographs and work them into an oval or a sphere and try to create. I just created an environment called Pike's Peak, and I took Mark Donahue's photo and I fixed it. I fixed the glitch. It's brilliant, okay? But these guys over at Reich Recken, they make these skyboxes that are just absolutely phenomenal. they make you feel like you're in a totally different world, or you're in Hawaii, or you're in New Zealand, or whatever. It's brilliant. So I'll fix it. It'll only cost about 10,000, Lyndon, but...
Oh, only 10,000. Yeah, there you go.
But trust me, that's enough to pacify anybody. It's just like, wow, this is brilliant. It really, it's worth it. It's worth that much. It's one of the few things I found in SL that are worth spending that much Linden on. Outside of everything Intezura builds.
I got a question for Intezura here.
Yeah.
So, a security system isn't capable of knowing where the walls actually are of a build. Isn't that correct?
Well, most of the security systems I've seen are all made on a sensor model, which detects avatars within a certain range from the object. So, it can't determine where the walls are. Now, theoretically, you could make one that isn't based on a sensor and is instead based on, like, a collision. And then you would just create a box, and if anybody walked inside of that box, it would trigger the security. That actually might be
better. Can do that, huh? Okay.
You could do that, yeah. But nobody does.
That means you would have to build the security into the build.
Not necessarily.
And if you're selling the security system, I guess it could be a phantom box, couldn't it?
Yeah, it's just a phantom box made the size of the house.
There's another parameter. Once you set off the security, my second beef is that the parameter should be at the parcel line. So once you get outside of the parcel, that security system should cut off. That's not my experience. When I set off that security system, I even went back to my own parcel here, and I had to leave the island.
That's because of lazy builders. When they built it, they didn't put anything in there so that it shut off once it reached the end of the parcel.
But that was the builder of the system, not the builder person of the that system. Put the system up there. Yeah, okay.
Possibly, because some of them.
I don't think the person who put that system up there understood the limitations or the parameters. Or I'm gonna play devil's advocate on that one.
Well, some of them are. Some of them have settings where you can actually turn that off, so that you can set it so that it doesn't follow people outside of your parcel, or it doesn't even go off if they're outside of your parcel. But most people are just stupid, and they just plop it down, and they don't read the note card. They don't read how to set it up. They just stick it there with the default settings. Yeah.
Right. I don't think that's stupidity. I just think that's like, well, I'm too laziness. Busy with everything else.
Yeah.
It's laziness and ignorance, I'll give it that much, okay. But that's not stupidity.
Well, it's laziness and ignorance on their part, and okay, it's stupidity on the creator's standpoint then, because they should know that people are going to do that, and so they should set it for the most innocuous setting possible from the beginning, but they don't. When you run your res it, most of them are usually going to be set for 96 meters away and full-on ban and throw people off of the sim and teleport them home and all of those settings that everybody finds the most annoying.
But yeah, that's most annoying. Yeah. As a defense attorney in real life, I have to step up and defend and say, you know, I can understand that if you're not at a point in your life right now where you're spending a lot of time, you're doing things that I don't think you realize or understand what you're doing. So, you know, I can understand having you return it. We have to maintain some type of community feel here, and quite frankly, being chased by bees around the island kind of totally destroys that. But at the same time, that person's going to come back in world and we'll fix it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is supposed to be a super friendly place. And it is.
It is.
If a stranger comes, if it's a resident and they run into a problem, yeah, they'll come back or they'll deal with it, or they'll laugh it off. I mean, doesn't bother me because I know where everything's coming from.
Right.
But somebody else that wanders in that's just basically a visitor, I really don't want them to have that kind of an experience, because that's full-on griefing. And
I agree.
If you get badgered to the edge of the sim and all your clothes are knocked off, that's pretty serious.
Yeah.
It is, and it goes to Ari and Kimmy. You had friends that, I mean, you're trying to build a business here where you, and I understand it. I totally get where you're coming from, and having to deal with a B system like that is completely unreasonable, because you've had people that you've come in that you were trying to convince this is a cool place, and they end up hitting a security system and they got griefed. And it wasn't fair. And it totally affected their experience.
A lot of it goes back to what I was saying, though. When people design these security systems and they sell them, and they don't, for one, they have them so when you just place them out, they're set to 11. And, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't, I mean, people aren't, the first thing people do are supposed to do is read the instructions, but they don't. And they should know that. And so what happens is you get situations where people just place the things out and then forget about it, or they don't know how to check, and they don't, you know, have a friend come and check it to make sure that it's set properly, or and all of those things.
Exactly.
So it ends up being set incorrectly, and it's just a, you know, by the time you find out, the damage is done. So I'm almost at the point of just saying, all right, on the ground, no security systems, because they're not being set up properly.
Well, it used to be no security systems above 300 feet. You had to be, 300 meters. Any security system had to be in a skybox that was more than 300 meters above the ground.
Or above the clouds.
Clouds aren't 300 meters.
Well, the clouds.
There was also a
question. What's the cloud level? I thought
I think it's like 200 or so or something like that. I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
I thought there was as long as it was only active inside the walls of your build.
Yeah, kind of put that in there for people who, I don't, for whatever reason, thought that security systems actually worked, which they don't.
That was the other point I was going to make, is you're in Second Life, and there is no such thing as privacy or security on a public region.
Not really.
For all of those who don't believe in privacy, it's not just the camera controls, it's the power of when you take those camera controls and combine it with a space navigator, which to me has been like the most incredible piece of technology that has ever been set in my hands within the past decade. Just brilliant.
And for people that don't know what a space navigator is, it's a 3D mouse. So basically, you can use it to control your camera and fly your camera any place you want to go, just like fly on an airplane, or better, helicopter. And you can fly right through walls, and there's no such thing as privacy region in Second Life.
No, even if you can set your land so that people from outside can't see your avatar, blah, 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 all those other things. People, if they really want to, will find ways around it. You have to realize that. The people that you're really getting this security system for to try to get rid of have numerous ways around it. So it's not going to stop them at all, really.
If you really want to keep
people off of your land and, you know, don't want them using your stuff, the solution is not to get a security system, because all that's going to do is harass and annoy people around you. Really what you want to do is you want to get objects in your house that they can't use. You know, you make it so they don't want to be there, not by annoying them, but by giving them nothing to be there for. You can get furnishings and all things and that are set to group access only, so that if, you know, so when your friends are there, they can use it. You know, just have them in a group where it's the same group as the object and set it to group only, and you're good to go.
and they can use it, yep, whether it's a couch or a chair or a bed or whatever it is, or, you know, a rack, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, but if you have it set that way, the people that you don't want in there just using it for free or for whatever reason, they can't use it, because as soon as they try to sit on it, it won't work for them. And they will go away and find some place where it does work. That's how you get rid of unwanted guests, really.
Yeah.
I got the whole thing wrong.
What?
See, I'm trying to keep people trapped on my parcel until they use something.
Oh,
or steal,
okay,
the car, or take the jet ski, or go on a hang glider ride. I want them to, like, click and touch things and experience, yeah, everything. And it's like, they're so damn courteous. It's like, I don't understand the people visiting my parcel. Why are you, those bastards are being so kind. Steal the freaking car already, will you? I'm sick and tired of coming in world and seeing the car untouched. Oh, it's just, yeah. Oh. God, what is wrong with people? I want them to have fun.
But
I mean, at least change the radio station on my parcel, for God's sakes, will you?
But it goes back to the old thing. If you want to get rid of a griefer, don't give them what they want. And what they want the most is to annoy you. So
yeah, if they get a reaction,
is a reaction, done. Exactly. It's that as soon as they realize that you care, then they know they've got you. And they are going to do whatever they can to bug the shit out of you because they know,
yeah,
you care. If they don't think you care, they'll just go away because they're not getting anything from it. I mean, so really, putting up a sign on your house that says, you know, private property, no trespassing, is like putting a big sign up that says, grief me. You know, come and annoy me, harass me, break into my house. Because so really, Danny, that's what you should be doing. If you want people to use your stuff, make them think that you don't want them using your stuff. Because then they will
get off of my lawn.
So you mean the whole, you know, it's like, yeah, like I went, there was a future, a previous resident here that was creeped out about, you know, people using his or her stuff. And I created that protest on my front lawn called, you know, steal this car. I went totally Abby Hoffman.
See, you went about it the wrong way. You see what you should have done? You should have put a sign up there saying, whatever you do, don't touch my car. Anybody
so
who touches
words,
my car,
I should
will
put
be
up a sign that says,
yeah,
don't steal this car, I will be horribly offended.
Yes, I will be horribly offended. I will file
and
abuse report,
like,
and I will turn you over to the Lindens, and yeah, do all of that. And I, you know what, I almost guarantee you, if you do that, you will get more people stealing your car than by putting up a sign saying, please steal my car. I can almost guarantee it.
Well, I
keep having this visual
anxiety.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, steal this car. If the car is missing, sorry, you missed out. You know, come again.
Oh, whatever you do. Oh, don't throw me in the briar patch. Don't do that. You know, go back to that.
Yeah.
It's just.
I do everything short of invite. I mean, I basically invite everybody in, and it's just like,
well,
if
they
you're
don't.
Not clicking
they don't want to go where they're invited.
Missing on the whole world.
They don't want to go where they're invited. They want to go where they're told that they can't go. You know, that's the whole forbidden fruit concept. You know, as soon as you tell them that this is not where, you know, as soon as you say this is a restricted area, that's where they all want to go. So, yeah.
Yeah, watch my camera fly through yours.
Yeah. Ha, ha.
I got the sign. I'm in the middle of, like, well, actually, my build project right now is the jet ski ramp system. And you know how ugly those jet ski ramps were?
Yeah.
I fixed that.
Cool.
And then I, you know, they were like 8 to 10 prims, and I ran them through the mesh builder, and I managed to get it down to 2 prims. Which is incredible because they're not square prims. They're mostly square, but the ramps themselves are half circles.
So you made them out of mesh.
and I turned them into mesh.
Okay.
And they've been reduced to 2 prims each. They look like they come out of the ground.
The problem you're going to have now is the physics. Have you tested the physics on those?
That's my next question, because I've been having problems with getting the res to the physics. Like, in other words, like when I take the model that I make and I run, you know, I place it exactly on the ground where you're going to get the best lift in each direction, still be able to recover your jet ski, and recover enough to hit the next ramp. And there are 3 pivot points on the island.
Well,
one is in front of Kimmy's place. One is in front of who just rented out there. And then the other one is right on the drawbridge. And I've written down the specific coordinates. But then when I do the mesh models, what I do is I put down the old models, and then I take the mesh models and mix them in with it, and I do get a different set of coordinates, but those new set of coordinates still seem to work with, you know, the res script, you know?
Yeah.
The problem I'm having, again, is with the that second script, the res... The island, what is it called? The Regency.
Yeah.
That's where I'm having the physics problem. Because the Regency...
Regency has nothing to do with physics.
But the Regency is not picking up the spot where I'm leaving the prims that are supposed to res the objects.
Regency...
Is part... here's the problem, I think. The mesh object, you know, the ramp itself,
right.
I linked it with the separate, you know, the ball that has the res script in it.
That's completely backwards. The ball that has the res...
I shouldn't be linking those together.
No, the ball just reses the object. That's all it does, and then it tells it to delete it too. Well, actually, it doesn't. The object that gets res listens.
Does
for
linking
something to
that
tell
ball?
It.
Does linking that ball with the mesh object create a problem?
For one, I don't think you should be using mesh objects. The physics problems you're going to have by making it a mesh object. I mean, all it is a simple ramp. And the physics problems, the difficulty in physics that you're going to run into by making it a mesh object are just going to throw everything willy-nilly, helter-skelter, out of kilter. I don't think you should be worried about... I don't do any of it.
Don't do the ramp in mesh because
it's just going to cause problems.
I've already converted the ramp in mesh, but I still have the original object that I created.
Yeah,
it is
I would
one,
just
two,
use that.
Three. Okay. Do you mind that if it's like the ramp over the drawbridge is going to be 6 prims, well, and the other 2 ramps are going to be 8 prims?
Well, the whole system is supposed to be set up so that it's only res for a small amount of time anyway, right? And it automatically...
1 hour.
Right. So the
one
most
hour.
It's going to be there
After
is an hour.
1 hour, it'll... And then I took your advice and I added that additional script. So if somebody... tries to here's the problem. When they try to click on it again and re-res the ramps, it cancels the ramps, but it brings up new ramps, and again they reset the hour.
That's fine. Because once they're done, they're going to stop doing it. You know, so the most it can be there is an hour. Which, that's fine.
Oh. I went into that too much. Okay.
And you can always go in.
All right.
You can always go in and you know, within that hour, and you know, click on it and then tell it, you know, have it give a command to all of the existing ramps to die, and then they're gone anyway. So it's okay. As long as it's self-cleaning within a reasonable amount of time, it's not a big issue. And I wouldn't worry about it, being whether it's two prims or six prims. It's not going to make a big difference. And the right, physics issues are just going to be so much simpler.
But the thing is, the way I cleaned up the ramps, the eight prims, it looks cool.
Yeah.
And I was having so many problems with the post mesh because, there was a certain way that the semicircle ramps were the way the prims were, and they had these different lines that went down them, so you could align your jet ski easier. I couldn't accomplish that post mesh. Post mesh, it was I was running into the same problem that I was telling you about before, that I could only put in one texture. And could only format that texture either planar or default, and it would cover the entire, whatever I converted into mesh, it would just cover the entire thing.
Right, because you didn't have them all set to different faces, apparently.
No, I did. The mesh.
If it all set it to the same, then it wasn't.
But I did, and the problem had to do with circular versus square. Whenever I do everything in a square, it works out. Whatever I cover in that texture comes out perfect. But if I mix and match between rectangular and circular, that's where I run into problems.
Okay. Honestly, though, for physics, I wouldn't even make it. And I think I've seen before, you had like a cylinder that was cut.
Yes, and hollow it out.
If you're really worried about the physics, I wouldn't do it that way, because that's actually gonna make the physics worse. If you really want the physics to work out better and simple, then just make it a flat box on its side. Because once you cut a flat box or a cylinder, the physics calculations are much higher, because it has to calculate it out for every single triangle surface on that cut cylinder, as opposed to a box, which is super simple. Havoc loves boxes. So
I like the idea of just leaving it as basic prims, though, because I mean, Kimmy Ann and I were here that first night when I had the ramp set up, and we were having a blast. And I wasn't able to recreate that in anything but the original prim objects. And I actually improved the prim objects, so they actually look good, and the trajectories, when you hit them, are more accurate. So you're able to hit the water before you hit the land, and maneuver your jet ski before you have to hit the next ramp. And I measured that out, and I got it perfect. And I tested it out for about an hour, both directions. Nailed it. So I'm not going to switch anything over to mesh then. I'll just go ahead and finish up the scripts this weekend.
Yeah, once you get all that set, we can test it out. Yeah.
That said, it's also the way of most wonderful experiences. Really, really hard to recreate. Unless there's enough drinking.
Yeah.
I disagree. I mean, I've been able to recreate this with the jet skis. I've been working on this for... I was working on this long...
Uh-oh.
Shit, I did create seven. I created seven different ramp systems before I finally showed you that one on the podcast a few weeks ago. I had been working on this quite a while, trying to get the right shape. Because I kept getting the wrong shape. It just wasn't working out, you know? it wasn't working out in the sense that I would, you know, you think about every 10 times that you hit the ramp. If eight times out of 10, you end up crashing and you have to get rid of the jet ski and re-res it, that's a fail. And that's what I was running into. So I kept working on it. And the cylinder seemed to be the half cylinder seemed to be the best shape. And that's what I ultimately went with. And the only thing I did was I took some prims and filled in the bottom side of the cylinder so it looked like it was built out of the ground. You know, so I had some type of like it was built to be there. You know?
I wonder where Monroe is. Monroe said he wanted to do a little DJing tonight. I was kind of hoping to do that, but I was actually kind of hoping that we could do that for part of the show, but I do not see him.
Yeah, I was looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, that Monroe.
We got the tables.
Yeah.
We got the big speakers.
We got everything here.
We got the stage.
I was even going to walk him through, setting up a shoutcast thing and everything.
I got to play defense for the Monroe. He's kind of whatever internet is coming into the household at the time, and as long as other family members aren't using it, he doesn't have full control over his internet.
Okay. That makes sense. Speaking of internet...
That's called Stuartitis.
Yeah. Speaking of internet, though, I had the AT&T Fios people come to my door the other day saying that they have Fios in our area and want us to switch from Comcast, which I'm thinking about it because Comcast is Comcastic, and that's not a good thing.
It comes down to megabytes per second.
Somewhat.
I'll give you an example. In my area, Fios is about 1/4 of what I get on Bright House Networks. Bright House Networks is the real deal.
The megabytes per second.
They are. Oh my God! Yeah, my average download averages at a minimum of 1.5 megabytes per second. And it's supposed to boast speeds of up to 40 megabytes per second.
Yeah, well, the real question is where does the Fios end? Because that seems to be the difference from what I've seen. If you get the Fios system 15. Where it's...
15.
15? 15
megabytes
what?
Per second.
No.
Megabytes per second.
No. Where does the actual Fios fiber cable end? If the Fios goes all the way to your house and then the last, X number of feet from the box to your house or, to your computer is, copper, then you're okay. But if it's one of these Fios situations where it's fiber optic to a box somewhere in your neighborhood and then it's, regular copper wires, from the...
No.
Neighborhood box to your house.
If you
that's where the signal degrades.
If you have Fios to your house, and I'm talking about the actual Fios, in our area, because we have Bright House Networks and there's a history, where I live here in the Tampa Bay area was one of the three test areas in 1998 for fiber optics. It was Tampa Bay, Chicago, and... Silicon Valley were the three test areas. So we have the real deal, and Fios has to run that fiber optic right to your modem if they're even going to compete. So you're right. That's an issue. You should have a white cable with that little metal tab going right to your phone modem, even if you have Fios. I got several friends in the area. They have Fios. They elected Fios over Bright House Networks, even though they're supposedly getting less fiber optic you know, whatever megabytes
per
second.
So what kind of speeds are we talking about with that?
With what I had with business class was 100 megabytes per second. With what I have here with residential is a mere 40 megabytes per second. But 40 megabytes per second is still outstanding, considering that a lot of the places that you're going to tap into in the internet don't even have that capability. So that speed is really reliant upon the speed of other places in the internet that you're accessing. If you're accessing some remote place in Russia that only has a 56K modem, guess what? You're not going to experience high internet speed.
Well, yeah.
It's not going to happen.
But are you serious? 100 megabytes?
Yes.
Or 100 megabits?
Megabytes. Ari, at the height of my law practice, I had 5 computers running at once, sucking into that network, and you couldn't tell a difference. Every single computer, you could not tell the difference. We could all, I had a secretary, I had 2 other attorneys, including my ex-wife, myself, it was like, gee, it was 6 of us. Whoa, excuse me. It was 6 of us. You couldn't tell the difference. The only time you could tell the difference is if you were trying to download a file from an area that didn't have high-speed internet, which, when I originally subscribed to the service, was a lot. You know, when you got outside of the Tampa Bay area, yeah, you hit a lot of areas, even in the United States, that just didn't have that type of speed. But that's changed quite a bit. So even if your regular residential high-speed cable is bragging 40 or 50 megabytes per second, I can guarantee you will pull at least even in Anchorage, because you should be able to directly link to a hub that kind of directly links to the rest of the country. You should at least pull 1 megabyte per second. And any type of, FTP protocol download easily.
Yeah, because I'm working at, right now doing a test with all this going on. It's probably a diluted test, but I'm looking at 6 down and 3/4 up. And, you know, this connection's fast enough to stream movies and stuff, so.
Really?
It's very typical.
Because I'm, right now I'm getting like about 30 down and about 5 up, which is great for everything I'm looking at. And the AT&T Fios, UVerse, whatever you want to call it, the speeds they were kind of quoting me were like 18 down and close to 5 up. But you can, you know, so even with what you got, you not having any problems like streaming like Netflix and things like that?
No, it works, but we've got 2 people on Second Life and possibly the roommate doing something, so maybe my speed test is not valid, but I think it's supposed to be 15.
Okay.
And that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, knock anybody out of the park.
What I'm doing now is so unreasonable. I can literally on my own computer run Second Life, run like Comedy Central or RVT TV or some type of stream at the same time and do downloads and off the same computer. Or better yet, I've got like 3 computers. I've got 2 laptops and a desktop that I run off the same network here in the house. And it just, I can't explain it. It's just, it's phenomenal what we're doing.
Well, I'm just jealous.
We could run 3 Second Lives and still download, you know, 2 or 3 different torrents and run YouTube and say hello to Juan Buford Weasels all at the same time.
Yeah. You look, it's Juan Buford.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey.
I got to ask Juan Buford, how have you been surviving the heat? It's been so unreasonable according to, well, national weather reports, but...
You know, as you were asking the question, I saw the syllables melting away, and what you said translated as, hey, meat.
Wow.
That's my story.
Wow.
What kind of meat? Beef, chicken, fish, some kind of hybrid?
No, man, meat, like meato, you know?
Wow.
How come I keep hearing Itazura saying wow?
Wow.
Because he's saying wow?
No, is he or is it a sound file?
Wow.
It's a combination of both. It's a sound file.
Every time you say wow, every time I hear that, I am sexually attracted to you.
What's disturbing is my avatar is sitting in the middle of this.
Wow.
Oh, that's not disturbing.
I will... Oh, it is to me. I'm going to stand up and sit over there.
Wow.
Wow. Faster, say it faster, say it faster.
Wow.
Oh, so Kimi, what's going on in your world?
Wow.
Not too much. Just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I bet we're recording, aren't we?
Oh, we are recording. That's why I've been asking about the heat.
Wow.
You have had a record heat wave, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been really, really hot.
Wow.
I got a sunburn at 8 in the morning.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm sorry. It's a sewer keeps playing the wow, and it's just like... At a certain point, it's like, is that sarcasm or just...
No, it's not. Like, who would think that Itazura would play a sound file on a Corona Gay podcast? That's just
unbelievable.
This is where you say, wow, Itazura.
Stop it. I can't stop laughing.
Did you guys see my
Sorry about that. Hey,
which one?
Wow.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Wow?
Wow.
Well, let me drink.
I have to say, Kimi, I've been kind of detached, so I've been on job hunt. So if you have a link, that would be so appreciated. I really need to catch up.
Yeah, I was working on a job hunt. That was not fun.
Here's what happened for me.
Here's what happened.
Go ahead.
I applied to a couple of ones that I seen posted online, and almost immediately, like the next morning, I get I get an email, and they're like, "Are you interested in this job?" Okay, I'm reading. All right, yeah, I'm thinking, okay, is this the company they're working through? Okay. Yeah, I'm interested. And I get back another email, and it was like shipping and receiving, you know, position, whatever. And I get an email back, and they want, here's what will happen. We'll send this stuff to your house, and then you ship it to someplace else. I'm like, no, 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 no.
Marketing scam.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much.
It's like
white people job hunting is a lot different. Yeah. Spandex job hunting, I'll tell you that right now.
And I'll assure you, it's much different from job hunting with a state entity. Because I got a very harsh lesson over the past couple of weeks about why my resumes have been 100% flat out rejected. You want to know why? Because I forgot to send in the 17-page job application that is required by all state applicants any job. Oh, my
God. Well, yeah, they can't look at anything besides their own form.
Right.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, that happens to me too, man.
One of my best, that happens to me too,
but only if I put a check mark under Hispanic.
And former employers was confused this week when I said, why the hell aren't you responding to any of my job application? And he goes, what job application? This is Bob Dillinger. And Bob's like, what the hell are you talking about? I go, I sent in 3 resumes. He goes, did you put in that 17-page application that's required? He goes, no. And he goes, well, you understand that Rosemary retired. That was the secretary, his secretary, who knew me. And he goes, the secretary that I have now is like Hitler. And have that application attached. No. Otherwise, see. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Man, man, all this talk about Hitler is making me hungry.
No, all this stuff you hungry? Is like what gives liberals bad names is people like that.
I'm just trying to go away from the political stuff.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, I'm trying to get a job within the political, and I mean, you know, my whole past 16-year career has been political.
I know how to do that, man. You just got to lie on TV a couple times, and you're in.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
You have no idea how many times you have to lie before you can even get the privilege of lying on TV. And I failed.
It's 27 times. That's it, man. I know.
Wow.
Oh, no, I failed.
Come on, try it.
I did. I failed after 3.
Speaking.
Don't get me wrong. I just chewed someone out on Facebook tonight. The ultimate, the venerable Jeffrey Brown. I just ripped him a new asshole for what he told me and what he accused me of doing. So, not to get political, but sometimes you just have to put these people in their place. I did.
Anytime somebody says, anybody sometimes says, not to get something, but they're going to get that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to get it. No. I'm not going to get it.
No, the word "but" is like saying, but exactly.
Yeah. Well, no, I know what you mean. It's like when somebody says.
I know what you mean. I'm not going to. I'll correct it on one instance. I'm not going to get what I want. I'm basically going to open my big fat mouth and dig my own grave. That's what
you must be related to my ex-wife. I know you.
Well, you get it.
No, but
you
get it, man. I know what Kimi means.
That's my legal career.
I know exactly what Kimi means. It's like when somebody says, I don't mean to sound racist, but... And then the next thing they say is going to be so freaking racist. You know it is. Because they say, but... It's like, yeah, you did mean to be racist.
That nails exactly it. My God, that nails it. That nails exactly what I did. I don't mean to sound like I'm totally against the illegalitarians, you know, the upper 5% that rule our country. But then I turned around and I totally ripped them a new asshole.
Yeah.
And I don't regret doing it because I'm always going to be poor and it doesn't make a goddamn bit difference what I say.
Speaking of lying on TV, though, we have a professional TV liar here, Mr. Juan Buford Weasels.
Hey!
Professional.
Expert. Hello, everybody. You might know me. You might know me from such home movies as, hey, don't touch that, or, hey, that's my ice cream cone. That's me, Juan Buford.
Freddy, stop it.
Which Juan Buford came out with a neat little video the other day. I seen that. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I stole all that stuff from you, man.
You stole stuff. Seriously,
I'm going to make my own intro, but
I'm still waiting for the link.
No, seriously. How did you what did you record that in? Did you do all that, or did you have help?
Because I got a big eye, you think I need help? I can see everything, man. I edited it with my eyebrow.
I'm still waiting for the link.
And I was using film. I wasn't digital. That's old school.
Yeah, you did it all old school. All right. No, you had the where
it's,
is one?
It's on the Corona. hold on. Let's answer Danny's question because Danny hasn't said a word. No. Let Danny speak.
Let him speak. I want it in a nearby chat. Just post it in the chat. Make it easy for me. I'm lazy.
Okay. Hold on.
The sarcastic thing I said. He said a lot.
All right. Hold on.
I'm lazy.
I'm gonna pull it up.
It's on.
I'm gonna pull it up.
Okay, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm lazy.
I am a lazy person. Hold on. You can be lazy. Let me look at my email.
Wow. That wow is driving me crazy. We need to turn that off.
All right, let me see. Find it here. Here we go.
I think Kimmy and Ari are here, but I have not heard them.
I think Kimmy is here. I think Ari has left the building.
No, I'm just sitting there. You can't get a word in edgewise, so I'm just waiting. Go by. All right.
Think about that, Danny. Just think about that for a second. Kimmy says, hey, wait a minute. Let this other dude talk. That never happens, man.
All right.
You gotta think about that.
All right. Don't make me cut off your mic. I'll turn into Bill O'Reilly here.
Okay.
I'm gonna say something.
What?
I worked in a call center once and I sat next to this dude. His name was Ben. And he was an older guy. He was like in his 60s. And he was still working, but the dude was always talking, right? Like he would just talk about whatever he had ever encountered in his life. He was just talk. And he liked, and this is the time that Bang Bus came out, and I don't know if any of you know what Bang Bus is, but it's a bus, pornographic van, and they take it around and they pick up, you know, supposedly pick up appealing contestants, and then they have their way with them in the van, and they call it the Bang Bus, right? So this old dude, was constant, and he looked like Colonel Sanders and like Burl Ives mixed, you know? And you look at him and you think, what a sweet old man. But old man would, you know, as soon as he start talking. I'm convinced that you are my ex-wife. I am. You are her.
But because that old man was a different strokes, wasn't he?
The same feelings that I got when that song came on right now with the sound file was why I drove myself to drinking.
Okay.
All right, so
Colonel Sanders.
There's a point somewhere. You know, it takes me a while to find it. I'm just given like a roadmap that says, hey, there's a point over here. Go get it. That's how I work.
Okay.
So dude would talk about Bang Bus, and only to me, you know, like everybody else come around from the call center, and, well, you know, the USB device that's coming out, is, and then they go, yeah, there's another episode of Bang Bus, what episode are you on? I said, you're on 205, episode 205, Ben, and he'd be like, yeah, 205, there was this crazy dude, and he proceeded to tell me everything there was about Bang Bus, and eBay, he was an avid eBay. And so one day, and I had another friend who was sitting next to me on the other side, and he would always just laugh because this dude would talk my ear off. And me, okay? There was a dude that talked my ear off.
Yeah.
And I go, and I said.
And he always used to talk about sex.
That was his favorite. That's not all he was talking about, but that was his favorite subject. I know right now he's watching it. He's probably a producer at this point, but. My friend to the left, I looked at him, and I just lost it one day. And I got up, and I took my headset off, and I go, Ben! I go, shut up! You've used all the words! You've used all of the words!
We're all done.
You have exceeded your word limit for life! And if you ever say bang or bus again, I am going to shoot you! With a bang kind of bus.
How's it taste, motherfucker?
And Ben looked at me, and GJ was my friend on the other side. He was just he was on the floor, right?
Yeah.
And other contestants, as I called them, other people in the call center, they were looking at us. You got to remember, this is a place that they allowed us to have beer in the fridge. It was like a very progressive place. So Ben didn't drink, but I started to. And I wasn't a drinker before that. And I looked at him, and I sat down after I said that, and I go, oh, I was even going to apologize to him because I felt bad, and I shut him up, right? And as soon as I sat down, he goes, hey, I brought in one of the videos for the Bang Bus. And he just went on the Bang Bus again, and so I watched it.
No!
it was pretty good.
Okay.
But the whole premise of the Bang Bus was they would supposedly pick up a girl, and then have their way
nobody
with her.
Nobody cares
and then chuck her
about Bang Bus.
Danny doesn't get it.
Chuck her aside.
Danny does not get it.
That's nobody really cares about. We get the point. It's like
the only person guys that having it, sex the only and, people that yeah. care about it is Florida law enforcement, because what the Bang Bus did was essentially illegal. It was illegal in Miami, and they got busted.
Nice beaver.
Big time.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
You see, that's where, as a criminal defense attorney, I wish I was a criminal defense attorney in Miami and represented the people that got busted on Bang Bus. You know, I could have made an entire, like, fortune off of those idiots. And yet, here I am stuck in Tampa Bay.
Hey,
do not.
So, if I talk about a Christmas tree, how are you going to turn that into an angry comment? That's what I want to know. Ready? Hey, Christmas carol.
Christmas tree. Wow. Oh, Christmas tree.
Go, Danny. Go, Danny. Wow. Those Christmas fucking trees, man, they piss me off because they're so green and pointy. Wow.
The Christmas tree never suffered a day in its life in the state of Florida. Right?
Did it?
Come on. Did that Christmas tree suffer a day in its life in Florida?
We can't answer. You took all our words. Wow.
Did it suffer a day in Florida?
It did when it got on the Bang Bus.
Like a normal part of the country. Away from the Bang Bus and away from this sick, twisted, redneck trailer park called Florida.
Yes. Greetings, everybody.
Yeah.
It lived in North Dakota, didn't it?
Hi there.
That lucky son of a bitch of a Christmas tree lived in North Dakota.
Does that senator ever yield to any of the other senators? That's what I want to know.
No. Bill Nelson yields to nobody. He's one of the few Democrats left alive. You better believe. If
Welcome
you want
to
be a Democrat
Dollar.
Left alive in the U.S. Senate, you have to be an asshole.
Danny, like I think Bill I found Nelson. A job for you. I think I found you a job. You need to get a job as a professional filibuster expert.
Yes! Yes!
You might have something there.
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, Juan Buford says he may have to go. So, getting back to what we were saying, Juan Buford put up a video, and I'm going to play the audio here for you right now.
And I never got to see the link.
You get to hear it here.
I have the link. I have that link.
Yeah, I made that video myself.
Yes.
I used
I figured you did. Yeah. No, that's cool.
Greetings, people. Come closer. Come closer. Oh, that's too close. Hey. It's me, Juan Buford. Hello. It's been a long time, you say. Well, maybe because my brother cousins buried me under the swimming pool. Well, I was asleep, and they said, hey, you sleep right there, you okay? And then I came back, and it was all different, like the kind of tiki torches, and like clean water, and the swimming pool, and it's just all different. But I couldn't get out, because I was underneath it. And when I did, there was nobody around. So I said, these guys take advantage of me. Let me give you some examples. One time I had a goat, and they said, hey, can we borrow your goat? And I was like, why do you want to borrow my coat? And they slapped me and said, don't ask questions, big guy. And I thought they said, like, you know, big guy. But no, they were calling me names in my eye, to my eye. And I said, okay, you can borrow my coat. Because, you know, I thought they said big guy. And I was so happy and pumped up. And I just got my tattoo and my badge. So they brought my coat back. And it was different. Spoke like French talk and had a lot of attitude. We just, you know, we went our separate ways. There's no more milk or cheese. It's okay though, I'm kind of lactose intolerant, but still I could tolerate my goat. But those guys always do these things to me. So I'm going to leave the island for good.
No.
Could try to find me, but I doubt you'll find the secret clues that I left in the lake by the rape boat. Damn.
By the rape boat.
Well, you won't find the other clues that I left close by it.
Wow. Yeah, he didn't know far away.
Wow.
So, this is the last time you're going to see me. Because, well, maybe you don't want to see me. I don't care. I'm going away. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. Now I'm gone. And if my brother cousins care anything about me, they'll come and try to find me. Maybe they'll know. And someone will tell them I found something very valuable that they have no idea what it is. Buried under the pool. Yeah. There was a reason I was asleep right there. Brother cousins, you know where I'm not at. If you want to find me, you come get some. And guess what?
Come and get some?
I ate the goat.
The search for Juan Buford. So the search can... and the search begins.
Yeah, the thing is, he's going to leave the island.
Yeah.
And anybody that wants to come and find Juan Buford, there'll be a clue. I need to get with Itazura after the show and talk to him about a couple of things. But there will be some clues on how to search for Juan Buford, and hopefully the Resnick's family will reunite in a film after all this fun, crazy antics.
The search for one.
Good, I hope so. Okay. The question, does the question that I ask when I say I don't want Juan Buford to go mean that I really don't get the question? Wow. Oh, excuse me.
Wow.
Oh my God, the dinner's not sitting well with me.
Okay.
Oh, goddamn lasagna. I mean, my mother's a brilliant cook, but the lasagna is just killing me. Oh, my God.
How's it taste, motherfucker?
Yeah.
It tastes like shit. No, I'm so sorry. Sorry. I didn't mean that, Alpers. It tastes good, but the burning, my God, you have no idea.
I can imagine the conversation Danny and his mom are going to have ready to stop going to go,
hey, Ma. Yes, baby. What up with this lasagna? Did you fill out the 17-page form that you should have filled out? That lasagna should have been good.
Oh, I love it! Florida. I love it!
Congress and people with words. Oh, baby.
My mother is the state of Florida.
You're scaring all the people.
Oh my God! Okay. Having to fill out for government jobs. Oh, what a nightmare.
Yes, we definitely want to have a search for Juan Buford then, I think. So that.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we should
hands
do something
down,
like that.
Yes, I don't care how misinterpreted I am. We want that. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I was...
As much as we'd like to... we'd all like to search for Juan Buford, but... No.
We'll start searching tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll look for him tomorrow. Yeah, that's it.
No, I figured we could put some kind of starting clues and do a scavenger hunt or one of those GPS type hunts.
So you want
if
this,
you guys are interested?
Yeah, we'll talk about it after the show. as far as yeah, the details and stuff. But yeah, yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds actually really fun.
As far as hearing the show,
I don't have my goat anymore. But there was like a sexy kitty right now near the table by the juice.
Wow!
For doing the show, though, I still have three different places I want to visit that I think they're good places to visit. One is in like an underwater oceanography with like whales and
okay.
All sorts of stuff, and there's two other places that I want to check out. I'm not going to make any comment because, quite frankly, half the places I checked out from the SL10, you know, Second Life's 10th birthday, have turned out to be complete and utter, you know,
waste of time.
Horse hockey.
Okay.
Yeah, horse hockey. You know, it's kind of like the.
A hockey with horses, that actually sounds kind of interesting.
The excrement from the latter regions of farm animals. I don't know, that's okay. About as polite as I can put it.
I think we had an episode of Resnex like that. Farm,
no,
wait.
No, okay, you no. Didn't. Your episode of Resnex was way above that. Just don't even go there. It was a bad experience, and I will go back to my building. We will have... By next weekend, I guarantee you'll go out into the dock, you'll press a button, and all of a sudden three ramp systems will suddenly appear, and you can grab a jet ski off the dock and just jump off of them and have a blast. I think the conversation I had with Azura tonight is going to finish up the last problems that I was having with the technical issues. So I'm pretty sure I should have by Wednesday a working model. Yeah. But by next Saturday, we can try it out. I'm pretty sure I will have it. And you guys make fun of me as much as you want. Next Saturday, you will have a blast.
Okay.
Alrighty then. Okay, so do we have some place that we do want to go? Wow. Do a field trip? Do we have a field trip? Field trip? Field trip? Anywhere? Anywhere? Anyone? Anyone?
Wow.
I might be able to go on the field trip, but I have my daughters have come over. There is, you know, we didn't ask me any questions because, you know, I was so entwined in all kinds of other things.
Yeah.
But I came into like the middle of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. The
okay.
I came in and did the banjo solo. Maybe you forgot, but they edited that part out. I left my my wife in 1995 and took my children on July 5th. So every July 5th, we celebrate our escape, our exodus.
Escape.
Independence Day. Yeah, we call it Escape Day. And we have cake. Yeah, so yesterday we had some of that, but one of my daughters wasn't able to be here, so she just got here. And I have the door closed because they're out there right now, but I wanted to come in here and just hang out with you cats for a while.
Okay.
And I say cats because Kimmy's a cat. Look at that.
Yeah.
That's nice. Damn. You look very nice, Kimmy the cat.
Actually, both of them have nice mesh avatars. Those are actually pretty cool. I like the robot one.
I can't really hear. Yeah, there's a robot dude. He looks like that guy from Bicentennial Man. I like that one.
Yeah, kind of.
Freena is totally Nico.
Can you hear us, people?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No, Danny, I know you can hear me, man. Okay. And yes, I can hear you, Danny.
Okay, good.
Very well.
I want to make sure everybody hears
me. No, please don't make sure. Take our word for it.
No. We were talking about... I'm going to change the on Voxer, the Riders.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Some of the people have been wondering whether I realize... that there's a new Riders group and that I need to log
there's
out
a new
the
one.
Old one.
Hey, I hate to interrupt you, Danny. I'm gonna pause you for a moment if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go over right now, guys. But yeah. I wanted to talk to you all about maybe doing another Coronaverse
if we can, on another day, so that we can, you know, maybe get some other people in here too, and
like switch up the time.
Yeah, like switch up the time, switch up the day. I want to get hold of Jesta.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him in here. So I think we should all kind of accommodate that at least one day a month or a year or 10 years. I don't know.
Well, we got everyone here at the moment.
Because I have to leave right now, so
okay.
So you but guys before you if leave, you want,
before you leave, what four do in the morning. You think is a what do you think is a brilliant day?
4 a.m.
You have an idea. You thought about this. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. We'd have to get a hold of him and ask him. That would be the best way to do it. Say, hey, look, what are your times? Because he's doing all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And he may not have any time at all. And, you know, this idea would be one of those that, well, okay. But if there was a time that he said, hey, I can do Thursdays at 2 in the morning, it may not be possible for some of us, but if we could try it, I mean, that might be something to try. You know, he's one of our guys, and we've not had him in one. I think it would just be great.
That's what I was getting at. That's what I was getting at.
Wow. Cool. Well, yeah, let's do that. Let's reach out to him and somebody send him a note or, you know,
whoever wants to put it on. Email in the Corner K group. I think that might be the best way to do
it.
Yeah, if you guys want to.
That's cool. Yep. We can do that.
And maybe we could get him involved in the search for Buford, you know what I mean? And I was thinking about even have not necessarily that we want him to make music for it, but just to have him part of the what's going on so that he's one of the guys.
Chat with Jesta. It's been 18 months since I've chatted with Jesta.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we need to do that. So anyway, my peoples, it was really good to chat with you all. And
it was good.
Juan Buford is this is the last time you will see him. He will be dead within 6 months.
If we don't find him,
if you don't find him, if there's no interest in keeping Juan Buford alive, this is for all you people out there who ever heard of Juan Buford. I know he's kind of obscure and kind of like a ghost, and nobody knows he's around. But whenever you think about him, if you like to see him dead, just do what you're doing right now. But if you want to touch, his eye, you've been infatuated by that going, oh, that would be a sexy eye to lick. Come on, looking for him. He's
Juan
ready
Buford,
for you.
I promise, whatever I did right now, I promise never to do again. Yes, I want to see you.
All right. That's one lick of the eyeball.
I see?
Yeah. All right, guys. I got to go.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Later, dude.
Whew. Well, it's
That was a brilliant idea, though.
Yeah, well.
And I understand there is, from the East Coast, it differs. You know, we're going to have an easier time accomplishing that during daylight savings time than we will like right now, because the difference between the where Itzazura and I are located on the eastern seaboard is 6 hours. When daylight savings time happens, that suddenly becomes 5 hours, because England doesn't recognize daylight savings time. That's something that these American farmers invented and had passed through Congress. So,
I don't know what the real story is.
I'm working on it. And the reason I'm working on it is because we are now in the 20th season of Top Gear. And if this was January, there would only be a five-hour difference. And now it's a six-hour difference. So the difference is that on Sundays when Top Gear comes on BBC Two and I stream it in on my internet connection, I can't watch it because we're eating dinner in my household. And, you know, my dinner, well, just say my family's dinner takes precedence over everything else.
It's 1:40 in the morning in London right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time Jim Stewart's here. He has to leave after a little while. And I can tell when Stewart's here that he's already sleepy. So
I can't believe, well, it's Stuart, his age. He's so young. If he had about 10 years, you put about a decade on that young man's life, and it would be already, there wouldn't be a conversation of, I need to go now. He would have been gone about 6 hours earlier, easily, you know?
So, anyway, we need to do this at probably a lot earlier time.
Yeah, I would say earlier, and maybe not on a weekend.
Maybe not on a weekend.
Yeah, sometime when, maybe like an afternoon or something. When
tell you what, I'll shoot a message to the coronavirus group, to Jesta, and see what his reaction is. And everybody will get to hear.
Sounds like a good idea.
That'll be interesting. It works for me, at least right now, but once I start working, you know, there's going to be about 12 hours a day.
That's another day, though.
Yeah. I mean, we can just mix it up.
I know.
So that
trust me.
A different time every week.
I'm going through hell right now. I'm going through absolute hell. And this is ridiculous. I can't believe you got to understand, I had put so much effort into this whole resume campaign. And just to find out that all of it was thrown into the trash because I failed to put in a stupid state application, which I'm going to have to sit and refill out when I accept my job anyway. It's just, I can't believe I'm stooping. I can't believe I'm going to do this. Go back to work for the state.
You do what you got to do. So
I understand you have to do what you have to do, but the state makes you just rub your face in shit.
Trust me, it's the corporate way these days, and I go through the same stuff every time I throw resumes out there. It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, now they even go so far as to have a computer automatically check everything that you put in there and spit out or kick out anybody who doesn't answer certain questions the way they want. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But what kills me more than anything is being a licensed member of the Florida Bar, I had to go through 3 FBI background checks. I've had to go through more background checks than that guy, what's his name, who's being persecuted by our army. He just, they're in the third week of his trial.
Bradley Manning.
He turned over all those secrets to WikiLeaks. What, Bradley Manning?
Yep.
Do you understand I had to go through, as a member of the Florida Bar, a more intensive and rigorous FBI background check than Bradley Manning, who handled sensitive information for our American military? That's how much our U.S. government is gunning for attorneys. Gunning for us.
Hey, this is pretty funny. The guy I was talking to last summer, he applied for a job on the slope, and he didn't get it. And then he made a friend. Somebody was kind of high up in that department. And he goes, yeah, I applied, the new friend, who was an authority on the hiring, goes, sure wish we could have hired you. And he goes, well, I sent it in. And he goes, well, did you answer all the questions? And one of the requirements on the application was 2 years of experience, and he's got 5. And I said, yeah. I said, I put 5 years of experience in there. He goes, dude, that's the problem. You had to say 2 years.
No kidding. Because it's the thing would automatically kick it out if it didn't have anything other than 2 years.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly.
And I understand the thinking behind that is, the thinking behind that is, they want somebody with only 2 years experience, because if they get somebody with 5 years experience, they're going to want more money.
And he's not trainable.
Yeah, that too.
And the thing is, if Bob Dillinger had my resume, he'd be like, I've got someone with over 16 years of experience. He is trainable because he's constantly, my whole mantra is, what good am I as a defense attorney if I'm not constantly training myself to be better? and Bob knows it. And Dillinger was like, you know, I'm sorry, Anthony. Your resume didn't have that stupid 17-page application, and Rosemary is not my secretary, and my new secretary just throws everything out. So this is what you have to do to get by Hitler, essentially. He didn't call her Hitler, I called her Hitler.
No, no job for you.
So, we're coming up on the hour and a half mark here. So, I think...
Oh my God, don't tell me that's being recorded. Do you mean to tell me that's going to be recorded?
We record this every night. You know we're recording.
All right, you know what?
Yeah.
Throw it out there. Throw it out there. Throw it out there. Just do it.
Seriously, how many people actually listen to this anyway? So,
truth revealed.
As long as Bob Dillinger doesn't listen to it, I can still get a job. So do it.
Is Bob Dillinger really going to listen to this? Hey, Bob, how you doing there, Bob? We'd just like to say that everything that was said here, just forget about it. Just
Hey, Bob.
This is not the podcast you're looking for.
That goes on in a three-dimensional world like Second Life. Bob, do you even know that Second Life exists? Okay, we're good.
Well, end of story. How do we know that Bob doesn't have like a female avatar and he's cruising somewhere right now? You don't know.
Actually, don't get me started. I do. Let it go.
Maybe we should.
Of the conversation. You do not want to know.
I don't want to know
how I am able to track people.
I don't want to know. I mean, Bob might like bang bus. I don't know.